And now something completely blues break.
I'm CeCe Ryder. He was a virtuoso multi-instrumentalist. I mean, he could play violin, mandolin, banjo, piano. And some say he was the very first to pick up a guitar and record a solo. And today's his birthday, the game-changing jazz blues of Lonnie Johnson, coming up.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Growing up in New Orleans, Lonnie Johnson learned to play music alongside his brothers and sisters. His dad, a violin player, brought up the family to play together. But after he lost all his kin to the Spanish flu, Lonnie was on his own. So he moved to St. Louis, became a riverboat performer, played music for popular comedy acts, really any gig he could get. And it was 1925 when Lonnie Johnson entered a blues contest hosted by OK Records. He never even really sung before, but he won.
I want all you people to listen to my song.
And because of that unexpected win, the jazz-minded Johnson was branded a traditional blues player. He didn't like that label, but the OK contest landed him work as a session musician. And it was a 1927 OK session that really changed the game. For historians, anyway. See, on a track called 688 Glide, Johnson turned to his jazz background and started to improvise on guitar. According to many, that was the first real guitar solo on record. Lonnie Johnson went on to play masterfully on cuts by Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington, recorded vocal numbers with blues queen Victoria Spivey, and guitar duets like this one with Eddie Lang. What you just heard is some of the first one-on-one collaborations between a black musician and a white musician. Totally incredible. Now, here's another cool one. Lonnie Johnson and Feeling Low Down.
When you're feeling low down, tell your troubles to the stars above. When you're feeling low down, tell your troubles to the stars above. You will never be happy until you find the one that you really love. Like a prisoner without a plea, and been sentenced without a trial. Like a prisoner without a plea, and been sentenced without a trial. Like a bleeding heart's longing for love, a heart that never smiled. troubles do.
Lonnie Johnson and Feelin' Low Down. Masterful guitar stylings that inspired the sound of Django Reinhardt, Charlie Christian, and B.B. King. The man was born on this day in 1899. For more Lonnie Johnson, and other Johnsons too, check out ccriderblues.com. I'm CC Rider.